兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我想我们还是 made a mistake， 以为大家手机一定知道时间啊。
有些人 made a mistake that you thought that everybody would know the time change by your phone。
啊，但是我刚刚也想到，很抱歉，上网的人，尤其在其他地方。如果他们不知道美国今天提早一个小时，他们等一下十一点上，怎么能说啊？讲到快讲完了。
But for those who will be on Zoom, especially if they are from other parts of the world, they may miss one hour.
Yeah, 实在心里很抱歉。
We're sorry about that.
说我们在这里还是专心的敬拜哈，我们来听神的话语。
And let's worship here and focus on God's word.
身为牧师的我哈，我会常常为了要向弟兄姊妹讲道讲什么道而祷告。
As a pastor, I often pray to God about what sermons I should preach.
那我们看当今处的世界哈，那刚刚牧道中也提到。不但一个战争，两个战争，最近又有新的战争爆发啊。
And we see, as we see this world today, just from the pastoral prayer, we already know that not only that we have one war, two wars, but we have a new war.
那我们也都很知道，在网上的咨询也很混乱哈，真真假假，有时候跟着不大能分辨。
And we also receive information from online.Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're false.
那真假扭曲啊。
And they're distorted, they could be chaotic.
导致人与人之间、国与国之间的冲突都在增加。
And this leads to conflicts between people and nations.
不少人，其实极大部分的人，人心充满了焦虑与不安。
And we also see that people's hearts are filled with anxiety and unease.
所以我就常会想啊。今天神的教会，神的子民应当活出怎么样的生命呢
？So I often think, what kind of life should God's church and God's people live today?
那前几周呢，我们教会刚好读到《帖撒罗尼迦的前后书》。
So a few weeks ago, our Bible, our church's daily Bible reading, reached the first and the second Thessalonians.
我在祷告与默想中就深深地被圣灵感动。
And I was deeply moved by the Holy Spirit in prayer and meditation.
我越祷告，我越想，我就说，这正是神要对今天教会所说的信息，就是《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》里面的信息。
And the more I read and the more I thought, the more I felt this. This is precisely the message God wants to tell the church today.
在一个动荡。动荡黑暗的世代，神仍然呼召他的子民活出一种与他呼召相称的生命。
In a turbulent and dark age, God still calls His people to live a life worthy of His calling.
帖撒罗尼迦教会呢是一个非常年轻的教会哈，成立没多久，信主的时间不长，他们所处的环境不容易啊。
The church of Thessalonica was a young church, and they were relatively new, and they faced challenging situations.
他们面对的逼迫、误解、压力和文化的冲击，但保罗却对他们说他们是什么呀？说他们是马其顿跟亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
They were confronted with persecution, misunderstanding.Pressure and culture shock. Yet Paul said they became an example for all believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
为什么
？Why did he say that？
因为他们在困难中仍然活出一种生命，一种与神呼召相称的生命。
Because even in hardship, they lived a life worthy of God's calling.
我们今天的世界。也仿佛当时一样哈，就是今天我们刚讲了，真的是很混乱。
Today's world is no different. It's chaotic.
这个价值观、道德观各方面都混乱、都扭曲。
There are The values are distorted.
压力沉重，诱惑强烈。
Pressure is immense. Temptations are intense.
但神仍然呼召他的教会，在黑暗中活出光，在混乱中活出盼望，在逼迫中活出福音的力量。
But God still calls His church to live out the light in darkness, and to live out the hope in chaos, and to live out the power of gospel in persecution.
保罗用了三个词来总结这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的生命。
Paul used three phrases to summarize the life in the church of Thessalonica.
信心的功夫。
Faith that works.
爱心的劳苦
，love that labors，
盼望的忍耐
，hope that endures。
这三个不是抽象的一个观念，而是具体的生命见证。
These three things are not abstract concepts, but concrete testimonies of their lives.
那今天我们下面就要从这三方面来思想，并看见怎样的生命。如何使我们成为别人的榜样？
And today we will reflect on these three aspects and see how such a life can make us examples for others.
我们先来看第一个，信心的功夫。
The first, a faith that works.
保罗说，这群基督徒在帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹。说因你们信心所做的功夫哈。
Paul said this about the people in the church of Thessalonica. Your work produced by faith.
信心不是头脑里面同意，而是生命中的行动。
So faith is not merely an agreement in our minds. It is action in our lives.
真正的信心一定会带来改变，顺服与实际的行动。
True faith will surely bring out change, obedience, and actions.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹，他们信主之后，他们做了什么呢
？So after the Thessalonians become believers, what did they do?
在第九节这边告诉我们的，说你们怎样离弃偶像，归向神。要服侍那又真又活的神。
In chapter 1, verse 9, it tells us, You turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
所以信心这不是情绪的感动而已，而是方向的改变。
So this is not just an emotional choice. This is a change of the direction of their lives.
所以这就是信心的功夫，信心带来转变，转变带来行动。
So this is the power of faith. Faith brings change, and change brings actions.
我们基督徒都熟悉下面几节经文哈。
And we're all familiar with these scriptures.
在雅各书二章十七节说什么？这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
In James 2, verse 17, it says, In the same way, faith by itself.If it is not accompanied by action, it's dead.
哥林多后书的五章七节是这样，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we live by faith, not by sight.
在约翰福音十四章十五节，耶稣说：“你们若爱我，就遵守我的命令。”
John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commands.
真正的信心。一定会带来有所改变的，他一定会有行动的，他一定会来顺服主的。
True faith will bring about change, action, and obedience to God.
不少人天生可能脾气比较暴躁哈。
Many people may have been born with a short temper.
有时候很难改变。
And it's hard to change it.
有位弟兄信主以后啊，他真的是本来很容易易怒，不但在家里，在公司啊，他的同学之间，他就是很容易发脾气。
There was a brother that he was short-tempered and he was easy to get angry.
他信主以后，他就觉得这个很不见证啊，他就每天祷告读经求神改变他。
But after he became a believer, he thought those were not the good things for people to see. So he started to pray and he wanted to change himself.
不几个月后，不但他的朋友同事哈，甚至他的家人都说你变了，你不再以前那么的暴躁。
A few months later, his friends, his colleagues, and even his family members said, "You have changed. You are not as explosive as you were before."
我告诉你，这不是靠意志力，而是在信心的功夫。
This wasn't due to his willpower, but rather the work of faith.
哎，有一个弟兄他做生意的哈，你知道生意的人，我们刚好现在要报税哈，每年报税的时候，他都很灵巧的处理哈。但是他信主以后呢，他良心挣扎，他决定要诚实的报税。
There is a brother who ran a business, and he used to be flexible when filing his taxes. After becoming a Christian, he struggled with his conscience, and finally he decided to file honest taxes.
他一看啊，诚实的报税要交好多钱的啊。
And he did see that if he were to file honestly, then he had to pay a lot of money, a lot more money.
这就是圣灵感动他，我不能一边敬拜主，我又一边骗政府啊。
But the Holy Spirit touched upon him, and he now understand that I cannot worship God while deceiving the government.
他那年收入真的比他少了，要交比他多的税啊！但是他心里却很平安，这就是信心的功夫。
So that year, his income did decrease because of the tax that he had to pay, but he felt an unprecedented peace in his heart because this is the power of faith.
你的信心有带来改变，带出行动吗
？Does your faith lead to action?
你的信心，我的信心，会让我们更像基督耶稣吗
？Does your faith make you more like Christ？
所以信心不只是说我相信，信心更是说主，我愿意顺服。
So faith is not merely saying I believe. Faith also says, Lord, I am willing to obey.
信心当带来行动啊，但。基督徒不只是去做，我们更是在爱中做，我们更是爱。
Faith brings action. However, the Christian life is not just about doing, but also about loving.
所以保罗第二点就提到着爱心的劳苦。
Therefore, Paul goes on to mention the second characteristics, love that labors.
在同样在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章的第三节这边说什么呢？爱心所受的劳苦，说他们弟兄姊妹在爱心所受的劳苦。
And in First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 it says, "Your labor prompted by love."
这里的劳苦原文的意思有点像精疲力竭了，真是很累啊。
Here, labor, in the original text means exhaustion.
所以爱不只是一种感觉而已哈，而是愿意付代价的行动。
So love is not just a feeling, but an action that comes at a price.
爱会流汗啊，爱会付出，爱甚至会牺牲的。
Love involves sweat.Giving and sacrifice.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹，即使在逼迫中，他们仍然彼此相爱。他们彼扶持软弱的人，他们也支持保罗的宣教工作。
The Thessalonians, they continued to love one another, even though they were confronted with persecution. They continued to support the weak, as well as Paul's missionary work.
这边也有几段经文哈，我们来看约翰一书的三章十八节说什么，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
The scripture tells us, in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18, Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions.
爱一定带出行动的哈。
Because love will bring out actions.
加拉太书六章二节这样说：你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
不是做点好事就完全了神的律法，而是在爱里面，在爱里面，爱能够完全的律法。我们爱人的时候，我们不会做任何伤害人的事。我们爱人的时候，我们所付出的都是为人家的好，都是把荣耀赞美归给神的。
It is not saying that you would do something good to fulfill the law of Christ. It is saying that you do things in love. You do good things in love, and that would fulfill the law of Christ.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，耶稣这样说：你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John 13:35, it says, By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
爱是要付出的，爱是需要消耗我们的精神力量的。
Love requires giving. It demands emotional and physical efforts.
我们现在真的是世上人很多人生病哈，我们也认识不少人生蛮严重的病。
And there are many people they have illnesses in this world.
有一位姊妹呢，照顾她生病多年的先生啊，常常疲惫，压力很大。但她说：“我不是靠自己的爱啊，是靠神的爱。
”A sister, she had been taking care of her sick husband for many years, often feeling exhausted and stressed. But she says, "I don't rely on my own love, but on God's love."
我们也知道很多人。在人的爱中付出很多，但是我多么希望，当我们在爱中做的时候，我们要来依靠神。我们真的是有很多时候，我知道很多弟兄姊妹在一些困境中，真的是做不下去。但当我们依靠神的爱、神的力量、神的恩典的时候，我们就在爱里面靠着主，付出那爱的劳苦。
We know that a lot of people, they have sacrificed a lot in order to love others. But the work that they've been doing have been making them tired, making them exhausted. So I hope that they can come to God when they thought that they run out of love or run out of strength. By relying on God, by relying on God's love and His grace, then all these work can continue.
是的。爱会很累劳苦的，但爱的劳苦是甘甜的，因为是我们爱神爱人为主来做的。
Yes, love may be laborious, and the labor of love, but the labor of love is sweet, because loving God and loving one's neighbor, we do all these for God.
有一位教会的同工啊，每主日他都啊。最早来又最晚走啊，他们教会需要排椅子的哈，又收垃圾啊，又他又修灯啊，教会有什么东西？那有人问他，你这样不是很辛苦啊
？There is a church coworker. He arrives earliest and leaves the latest every Sunday. Because there are things to do, setting up chairs, collecting trash, etc. So someone asked him, "Why do you work so hard?"
他说啊，因为这是神的家，我爱教会。
And he replied, because this is God's house, and I love His house, His church.
没有人看见的时候，他仍然忠心，这就是爱心的劳苦。
Even when no one is watching, he remains faithful. This is the labor of love.
我很感谢神，我真是天天都感谢神。我们教会也有这样爱教会的弟兄姊妹，在不同的侍奉上。摆上爱心的劳苦。
I thank God that our church also has brothers and sisters like this who love this church and dedicate their love and dedicate their love that labors to different ministries.
你是否愿意为爱付上代价呢？
Are you willing to pay the price for love?
你是否愿意花时间陪伴软弱的人呢？
Are you willing to spend time with the vulnerables?
你是否也愿意在教会承担一些服事呢？
Are you willing to undertake service in the church?
爱心的劳苦不是负担，而是恩典，是神给我们的恩典，是我们是为主来做的。
The labor prompted by love is not a burden, but a grace, because we do it for the Lord.
信心是带出来改变，带出行动来，爱带来劳苦。
And we know that work, we live a life with work produced by faith, labor prompted by love.
但让我们在劳苦中，我们仍然在爱的劳苦中。我们之所以能够继续走下去，是因为盼望。
But we can continue because we have hope.
所以第三点，保罗提到的盼望的忍耐。
And therefore, this is the third point that Paul mentioned: hope that endures.
在也是第一章的第三节说，因盼望我们主耶稣所存的忍耐。
Paul mentioned this in chapter 1, verse 3. Your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的盼望不是寄望在人的称赞、人的回报，他们的盼望是在于主耶稣基督。
Their hope is not based on people's praise, but on our Lord Jesus.
而这个忍耐不是消极的撑着，而是带着方向的坚持。
And their endurance is not passively hanging in there, but rather persistently holding on with direction.
盼望不是只是人认为的乐观哈，而是确信基督必再来，确信神在掌权，确信我们的劳苦不是徒然的。
Hope is not a simple optimism, but an assurance thatChrist will come again, an assurance that God is in control, and an assurance that our labor is not in vain.
所以在第十节这边说他们等候什么？等候他的儿子，就主耶稣基督从天降临。就是说，这个主耶稣基督是，就是他从死里复活、已经复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Therefore, in verse 10, he pointed out that the Thessalonians, they wait for his son from heaven.Whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
我们这边也看几段经文哈，罗马书的八章二十五节。但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
The scriptures teaches us about hope. In Romans, chapter 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not yet have.We wait for it patiently.
信心是盼望还未成的事哈。
So, faith is the hope for things that are unseen.
所以真正的信心一定会有在信心里面盼望出的忍耐的等待哈。
So true faith will bring out patience.
哥林多前书的十五章五十八节这样说，所以我亲爱的弟兄，你们务要坚固，不要摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为什么？知道你的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
这给我们很大的鼓励。我们在这世上，我们做的有时候不见得立刻看到成果的。
This should encourage us because in this world, when we do things, we may not see result immediately.
在我们在神面前，神检查我们的心，看到我们忠心的作为。
But God sees our heart and He sees our faithful service.
告诉我们，这忍耐。不会白费的，我们所做的劳苦在主里不是徒然的。
And he tells us to wait patiently, and he also assures us that our labor is not in vain.
在希伯来书十章三十六节这样说：你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意。
In Hebrews 10:36, it tells us you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
所以，当我们去做事，我们是忍耐，在爱中，在盼望中，我们去做的时候，才能够完成神要我们完成的事。
So only when we do things with the patience, can we complete the mission in God's will.
有位宣教士在一个极艰难的地区服侍主嘛，他很久都没有看到果效，也当没有掌声啊，也没有称赞啊。
There is a missionary who served in a difficult area.For many years, without results, without applauses.
但他仍然忠心地做。他说什么呢？因为他说我知道主神看见，我知道主必再来。
But he kept doing it, and he said, because I know the Lord sees, I know the Lord will come again.
有一对父母啊，为了他们。离开教会的孩子祷告不信主了。我们现在很多人去了大学以后都不信主了。他们为着孩子祷告了很久很久，十多年，没有立刻看到改变，但他们没有放弃。
There is a couple that they prayed for their child who had left the church, and they did this for over 10 years. This child was like a lot of the college kids that they went to church but then left.But this couple, they prayed for 10 years without giving up.
多年以后，这孩子又重新悔改归向主，盼望让他们不灰心，他们继续的为孩子祷告，感谢主，让他们看到神的恩典临到他的家，临到他的孩子。
Although they did not see the immediate result or change in the child, but many years later, this child, he returned to the Lord. Hope.Helped this couple to endure.
你是否因为环境而灰心呢？
Are you discouraged by your circumstances?
你是否因着等待，等待了很久，等待的疲乏呢？
Are you weary from waiting?
你是否因为困难而想放弃？
Do you want to give up because of difficulties?
盼望使我们继续走下去。因为我们知道主必再来。
Hope allows us to continue because we know that the Lord will come again.
一间教会啊的弟兄姊妹，如果有信心的功夫，有爱心的劳苦，有盼望的忍耐时，这间教会就自然成为别人的榜样。
When a church has the faith that works, the love that labors, and the hope that endures, then.It will naturally become a role model for others.
刚刚我们读的经文中的第七节、第八节这样说哈，甚至你们做了马其顿和雅该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来。你们向神的信心不但在马其顿跟雅该亚，就是在各处也都传开了。
In verse 7 of the same passage, it says.And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message ran out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere.
保罗说，你们成了所有信主人的榜样。
And he said, Paul said that you have become an example for all believers.
我们都知道人不完美的，他们绝对不是完美，但他们活得真实啊，他们的生命有见证的。
We know that no one is perfect, and so are these Thessalonian church people. They were not perfect, but they were real, and their lives bore witness.
他们的信心传开，他们的生命吸引人归向神。
Their faith spread, and their lives drew people to God.
我们熟悉马太福音五章十六节说什么？你们的光也当这样照在人前哈、啊，叫你们看见你们的好行为 便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 it says, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
在提摩太前书四章十二节这边说什么？总要言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 it says, Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
我们做父母的在家里，其实在孩子一成长的过程中极其重要啊。
As a parent, your conduct at home, is very important to your children.
你的孩子在你身上有看到信心的榜样吗？
Do you think that your children see the example of faith in you?
有位母亲，她每天清早起来就为孩子、为家庭、为自己祷告哈。她的孩子长大后说：“我相信神，因为我看见妈妈的生命。”
A mother, she prayed every morning, and her child when they grew up, they said, "I believe in God because I saw my mother's life."
那有一位基督徒医生在医院里总是他很诚实温柔，为病人都愿意所谓one mile more，就是都愿意为病人更付出更多哈。
There was a Christian doctor. He was always honest, gentle, and always willing to go the extra mile for his patients.
多年后，同事就说他的那些不管医生啊、护士啊，是吧？如果神是真的，大概就像你这样的人所信的那位神吧。
So many years later, his colleagues told him, "If God is real, he's probably the God that people like you believe in."
他的生命就是福音。
His life became a gospel.
榜样不是做个表演，榜样而是生命自然的流露。
Role model.A behavior it isn't a performance, but a natural expression of life.
神在圣经中也给我们许多美好的榜样。
In the Bible, God gave us many good examples.
我这边大家说信心之父哈，亚伯拉罕哈。
Abraham, the father of faith.
上帝告诉我们，神呼召他离开本族本地的时候呢，他去的时候，他连要去哪里都不知道，他就顺服的出来了。
When God called him to leave his country and his people, he went, not knowing where he was going.
信心不是感觉上有确定啊，而是在不确定中顺服。
Faith is not a feeling of certainty, but obedience in uncertainty.
我们也知道。后来他等待等待等待等了25年才有的以撒的儿子哈，结果神在信心上给他一个考验，要他把以撒给献上。
We also know that he waited for 25 years before he had his son Isaac, and God gave him a test. God asked him to offer Isaac.
信心的功夫，信心一定带出顺服的行动。信心带来我们实际的在神的面前因着信主，因为爱主，我们顺服于主。
Faith brings action, and faith brings obedience because of our love to God.
那耶稣当然更是我们的榜样，一生顺服到这以至于死哈，在哥西马尼园他的祷告说，不是照我的意思，只是照你的意思，就完美的信心的行动。
Jesus is our example as well. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, not my will, but yours be done. This is the most perfect act of faith.
在耶稣身上，他做了极美好信心的功夫的榜样。
He was the greatest example of faith.
爱心的劳苦
Love that labors.
我们知道路德的故事哈。
We all know the story about Ruth.
那她的婆婆兰维都说你不要跟我去啊，那边的人不会欢迎你哈。
Even his her mother-in-law Naomi told her, "Don't follow me because people in the land that I was going to go, they would not welcome you."
你回到你的那么。摩亚人中间去吧，你重新开始你的新生活吧。
You should go back to Moab and start new life.
但路德却选择跟随拿欧米，说你的神就是我的神啊。
But Ruth, she chose to follow Naomi, saying, "Your God is my God."
她爱神，爱她的婆婆。
She loved God and she loved her mother-in-law.
在不确定在未来的日子里面，那些仇恨他们种族的人会对他如何
？And she didn't mind of those people who she was not familiar with, what kind of attitude they would bear for her.
她跟着婆婆走回去，而且呢，她每天都在田间拾穗啊，为了婆婆劳苦，爱让她愿意付出代价。
So she went back with Naomi to her land, and every day she gleaned in the fields, working hard to support her mother-in-law. Love made her willing to sacrifice.
耶稣基督哦，不只是做教师啊，他在带领门徒的时候，他也时时的为门徒做事哈。那洗脚不是常常做的事，但是他却教导门徒，爱是付出，爱是服侍。
Jesus is our example. He was a teacher, but he didn't just give lessons to his disciples. He did a lot of things for them, including washing their feet.
啊，当再大的苦也比不上上十字架的苦。
That was his labor of love, but going on the cross, that was the love that labors the greatest.
那是最深，在爱中最深最苦。
That is the deepest love that he can give us. That is the greatest labor.
盼望的忍耐。
Hope that endures.
我们知道约瑟在十七岁的时候就被卖了哈，在那里啊，有十三年黑暗的岁月。
We know that Joseph he was sold into slavery when he was a teenager, and then he was falsely accused, imprisoned for 13 years.
那做奴隶，后来还被害的出去进入监狱哈。
He was a slavery and then he was a prisoner.
但在他故事中，我们看到他没有埋怨，没有苦读的。
But in his story, we did not see resentment or bitterness.
他从来就没有离开爱他的神。
He never turned away from loving Lord.
而是靠神，他胜过诱惑，靠着神，他活出爱人的生命。
By relying on God, he overcame temptations and he lived out a beautiful life.
在那人看来黑暗痛苦的日子里面，他却仍然展现美好生命的见证。
Even in those dark days, in people's eyes, he still bore witness to the Lord with a beautiful life that he was living.
而最后。面对他那些卖他的那些兄长们，他说：“神的意思原是好的。”
In the end, facing all his brothers who sold him, he said, "God intended it for good."
盼望让我们熬过漫长的等待，这就是盼望的忍耐。
Hope helped him endure the long wait. This is the hope that endures.
在希伯来书十二章二节说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十架的苦难。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
耶稣他不是因为所受的痛苦小哈，我们都知道那痛苦是极大，他是因为看见前面的荣耀，他的盼望是父的应许与复活的荣耀。
Jesus did not endure the suffering because the pain was small, but because the glory ahead was greater. His hope was the Father's promise and the glory of resurrection.
亚伯拉罕给了我们信心的榜样。
Abraham was an example of faith.
路德给了我们爱心的榜样。
Ruth, an example of love.
约瑟给了我们盼望的榜样。
Joseph, an example of hope.
但主耶稣他不只是榜样，他是我们信心的源头，爱心的能力，盼望的根基。
But Jesus, he is not merely an example. He is the source of our faith, the power of our love, and the foundation of our hope.
你的生命，我的生命是否成为家人的榜样了？
Does your life serve as a model for your family?
你我的信心是否成为我们周遭人的见证哈？
Is your faith a witness of God to your colleagues?
你的爱心是否成为教会的祝福？
Is your love a blessing to the church?
神招呼呼召我们出来，要活出一种生命，使人看见主耶稣基督。
God calls us to live a life that allows others to see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神召我们在这个世代要活出他的光来。
Brothers and sisters, God calls us to live out His light in this generation.
这不是靠我们自己的力量哦。而是靠圣灵的能力。
This is not by our own strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
愿我们的信心带来行动。
May our faith lead to action.
愿我们的爱心带来服事。
Our love to service.
愿我们的盼望带来忍耐。
And our hope to endurance.
当一个人、一间教会活出这样的生命时，福音就不只是被听见，而是被看见。
When an individual or a church lives out this kind of love, this kind of life, the gospel is not just heard but seen.
再回到我们现今的世界，我们到处在打仗哈，到处宣扬仇恨、纷争哈，真是充满着冲突，使人心真的是。常常都在焦虑，真的是一个蛮有焦虑与破碎的世界。
Coming back to today's world, which is filled with conflict, anxiety, and brokenness.
神今天呼召你与我，成为他和平与爱的器皿。
God calls us to be vessels of His peace and love.
等一下我们会唱首大家所熟悉的歌。使我成为和平之子。
Later we'll sing a response hymn, Make me a channel of your peace.
希望我们唱的时候不只是唱首诗歌啊，而是把这诗歌成为我们向神的一个祷告。
Let's not just sing a song, but make it our prayer to God.
更愿主来更新我们的信心。
May the Lord renew our faith.
扩张我们的爱心。
Expand our love.
坚固我们的盼望
and strengthen our hope.
使我们的生命配得过他的呼召使我们的教会成为世代的光
so that our lives may be worthy of his calling and that our church may become the light of this world
让我们一起来祷告
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝我们感谢你借着你的话语提醒我们 你呼召我们，是要我们活出与你呼召相称的生命。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us through your word that you're calling us to live a life worthy of your calling.
求你更新我们的信心，使我们愿意信靠并顺服你。
We ask that you renew our faith so that we may willingly trust and obey you.
扩展我们的爱心，使我们甘心乐意地服侍并彼此相爱。
Extend our love so that we may willingly and joyfully serve one another.
坚固我们的盼望，使我们在困难中仍然能够忍耐等候你。
Strengthen our hope so that we may patiently wait for you even in times of difficulty.
主啊，求你使我们成为和平的器皿，在这个破碎的世界中活出基督的爱与光。
Lord, please make us vessels of your peace so that we may live out the love and light of Christ in this broken world.
愿我们的生命成为见证，使人从我们身上看见你的恩典。
May our lives bear witness so that people can see your grace in us.
求你带领我们的教会成为一间活在基督盼望中的教会，在这世代成为为你发光。
May you guide our church to become a church living in the hope of Christ, shining for you in this generation.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请我们起立，我们唱这首诗歌哈。Gracious to you, the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 善会，感谢赞美主。